This is a Stand Up New York Labs production, providing you podcasts since 2013.
This is Race Wars. Race
Wars. I have the power!
Yeah! How's it feel?
With Kurt Metzger.
You're out of your fucking mind, dude.
And Sherrod Small.
Settle down, bitch!
Race Wars.
All right, Race Wars in the building. Full Corona, baby. Full coronavirus now. You heard me?
Title.
Still brought motherfuckers out. Brought them out. We are in the lovely green room of the Stand Comedy Club. 16th Street and Union Square. And I like it down here. I like this room a lot. White daughter.
Grandma vibes all the way. This is a comforting place to hole up during Corona.
It's actually a design from the room on Goodfellas, the movie. The same designer, it's a set designer came here and designed this room.
No shit.
Yeah, it's a Goodfellas. It's Joe Pesci's
Is that what was
house.
On your Insta story?
Yes.
Yeah,
that
I saw
was
that.
This, yes.
Well, I meant to ask you, yes, but that I never was this did.
We got a full house. Kate, introduce yourself.
Hey, I'm Kate.
Jesus Christ, Kate, you have a last name.
Oh yeah, I'm Kate Herman.
Yes. Okay. And welcome back, Kate.
Thanks.
Are you affected by the corona, Kate?
I let my friend curl my hair today, which was a mistake. Otherwise, I would say I haven't been too affected.
I like the curled hair.
Yeah, I like it too.
Ugh. I look like a page boy.
No, you look like a cute little mushroom person.
I look like I should be wearing puppy pants. I look like Yoshi.
Yeah.
No, Toad.
Listen, it's a sick corona look.
Thanks.
You're welcome.
This is the first time I put jeans on.
Me, same.
In a long time.
I
haven't left the house in 5 days.
Yeah, I also like walked. For the first time, I felt like I was like was relearning
psychopath.
How to walk.
She had polio legs.
Are you absolutely insane?
What, did you go into a car?
No, I'm kidding. Yeah, I got into an Uber. They're not doing pools anymore, so you have to just do your single Uber. Yeah, which is also just terrible.
But how do you know if your driver doesn't?
It's an attack
you
on
don't.
Black people.
You take it on faith.
Poor people.
But if you walk,
you got to talk to your driver now. It's just you and me.
I know, I forbid talking.
Oh, no.
It's too corona.
You make him hold his breath.
No.
Okay.
I chanced it with that, but as you can see, I've taken precautions putting on
a silk fucking scarf.
Let me tell you what
like.
Doesn't say on your face, a silk scarf.
It's just, and I can't touch it because I'm wearing gloves. All right, it's time to re-glove.
Well, you couldn't touch it because the gloves?
Yeah, because my gloves have touched things and they're sterile, so then I have to take them off, touch it, put new gloves on.
But don't you touch your gloves when you take them off with your hands?
I guess.
It's all foolishness. Mario, introduce yourself.
Hi, my name is Mario Zapata. I'm here from Vegas.
Yes, the Vegas Comedy Cellar.
Yeah, the fact that I flew over to New York during a pandemic should give you an idea of my financial situation. So.
He saw those cheap tickets and said, yes, now's the time.
Dude, I didn't think they
to
were,
come.
I didn't think they were going to react as quickly as they did. I thought maybe I can get network a little bit, maybe get a show or two
shit.
In.
Oh, shit. Are you stuck here?
That's what he thought.
No, I was actually supposed to fly out on Saturday, but I changed it till tomorrow just to be sure.
Good for you.
Yeah,
just noticed, you flew in here from Vegas.
Yes.
From the Vegas Comedy Cellar, too.
Yes.
And who was the motherfucker who welcomed you to town?
Sherrod Small.
Thank you. This guy.
He was you're the first comic that's passed through there that said, when you're in New York, hit me up. And
I came through during 100%. The pandemic.
Huh? Yeah, right. So extra nice. Points for that.
Sherrod Dolhart.
All I heard is blah, blah, blah. I have coronavirus.
So you got to fly out tomorrow just in case? Or
just in case. You know,
they
already
shut shit down.
Yeah, I already canceled my Airbnb for the rest of my time here. And
did they penalize you for that or no?
I didn't get a refund on the extra day. It's only an extra day.
Okay.
But I have to. I got the flight insurance, so I have to pay for another flight home and then file a claim. So I'm probably not going to get that back because insurance companies.
Karen
suck.
Was still on top of that. And get that money, won't you, Karen?
You have to Jew it up. Get your cash.
Get
it's
your
a
cash.
Pandemic. Be a pain in somebody's ass for months.
Yes.
Yeah,
I'm trying to
way.
Get
yeah,
money back from
do?
Months ago.
Like, listen, get a name and call them personally at work every single day until you get your money.
Like,
don't sign them up for other, like, you know, porn sites.
Find them on Facebook and spam them.
Think, introduce yourself.
Victoria Arnstein. Hi.
Arnstein. How's everything with you? The family's good from Corona?
From Corona, yeah. I mean, my daughter's a little sick in L.A. right now. She lives in L.A.
Oh, here we
don't
go.
Don't worry, you can't get it
stop
from there.
Stop it. I believe I can.
L.A.'s going to drop first.
No, but she's home right now just chilling out. They told her at the ER that it was nothing, that she has a cold, but she doesn't know what she has, a sore throat.
So, but they didn't take the, she didn't have the test?
No, they said.
How many tests? They don't have enough tests for everybody. What is going on with this
You know,
stuff?
If everybody took the test at once and they did test positive, the whole world would go crazy.
What's the big difference between this and the flu? Like, what is?
This isn't a flu. Yeah. This lives in your lungs and like kills your lung tissue. And even if you survive it, which you probably will,
it can still do damage to your.
It will permanently scar your lungs.
It probably did that to me.
It's not
already.
A joke.
I heard that they did the first double lung transplant in China.
No, like three weeks ago. Oh, they executed
because of the corona.
Yeah, I don't know.
They said they got donated, but it was a rich dude in China dying from it, and they had to do a double lung transplant and save his life. First time ever they did that.
I think I had it in January. I'm not going to lie. I had every single symptom that they're talking about. Really? They couldn't diagnose it.
It's a sexy disease. We got to be
sexy. They couldn't diagnose it at all. And every doctor, four doctors, said, well, you don't have the flu. I said, I have 102 fever. I have everything they described. And finally, I got prednisone, which is a steroid, and got rid of the cough after 2 months. But it's definitely, there's scar tissue in there.
Scar tissue.
See, I have allergies, and I live in the desert, so like they affect me real bad, like to the point where sometimes you get like the post-nasal drip. So I was coughing from my allergies, and so I made sure to check all the other symptoms, and all I had was the cough.
Were people looking at you weird when you coughed?
Oh, you know what? Like
somebody said they used to cough to hide a fart. Now they fart to hide a cough.
I saw that.
Well, I've tried to use it to my advantage.
John, please, big shout.
I've tried to use it to my advantage because I was at Walmart right after everybody bought up all the toilet paper, and everybody's in there freaking out, and I'm trying to get down the aisles before people grab everything, so I'm just coughing, like fake coughing everywhere I go, and people are clearing the aisles.
It's like a terrorist move at this point.
It weaponized coughs.
Yeah. It was wild. I went to Whole Foods. I just wanted to make chili. Like, during a pandemic, my mind was like, oh, I'm like chili. And I went not realizing that, of course there's going to be not one. I got one can of pinto beans. Tons of fresh produce, obviously, because nobody wants
all the
that.
Vegan
but
stuff
everything,
is never
I was
around.
Like, I was honestly shocked. Because, you know, you see it, like, when you click through, like, a BuzzFeed article or something, and then you go and you're like, oh, shit, like, well, these people won't be going outside.
My supermarket was pretty good. My supermarket was pretty fine. Everything was that I needed was there.
And bodegas are fine.
I couldn't find eggs. They didn't have any more eggs.
Farmers markets, they all have them, by the way. Fresh eggs from the farmers markets.
Okay, and I got to get
there
early.
Let me tell you something. You could actually hold somebody up now and say, I'll sneeze on you right now. I'm going to sneeze on you right now.
Lucky for me, my aides eat all this Corona. Yeah, my aides gonna eat that Corona. Chomp, 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 chomp.
I have the immune system of a sewer rat, so I feel like I'm fine.
Do you really?
Yeah. Yum. I guarantee my mom was 30, showing me around, dropped that bagel on the ground, put it right back in my mouth.
Yeah,
and like, I just feel like I'm invincible. I also get every vaccination that they've ever let me get.
Really?
So I do.
You,
like
you
them,
always get them?
Every single time. I have a needle phobia. I'm like, I freak out. I'm like still a child when it happens, but like, I do it.
Yeah.
I want, make me invincible. If I could make everything inside of me like a machine.
That's great. Well, antibodies is what keeps
antibodies
you safe.
Antibodies
are
what they, we have to build those up. All this Purell, no offense, but I have to say.
It's going to make it worse.
Okay, all I'm
These
hearing is.
People are making worse. They're going to make super germs.
All I'm hearing is blah, blah, blah. I'm going to get coronavirus. I'm invincible.
I don't even care. I think we're all going to get affected by it in some way, and we're going to fight it off the way our bodies are.
Naturally to fight it off, yeah.
Yeah, if
you ain't
going to
dress like Billy the Kid just to spot.
I mean, have you seen me? I'm not fighting jack shit off. I'm wearing scarves. I'm disinfecting.
Look, every generation has a war. This is ours.
I think it's a conspiracy among the Democrats to weed out like Trump voters. So.
Well, what's the conspiracy though? They invented the virus or they're making the virus?
The white man.
They created the virus in a lab.
Okay.
In that weird closet behind the like congressional chambers.
Oh, that closet.
Yeah.
I always wondered what that closet was for.
It was AOC and Sanders.
You know, I had a theory like that too because he wants health care for everybody. So, you know.
Yeah. This is one way to prove his point for sure.
I said that once on somebody said, are you crazy? It was like
Mitt Romney, just to make it a little like more like bipartisan.
I think people are pretty happy that they still have the Obamacare now, though. Even though it ain't, one probably ain't got nothing to do with the other, but that's how people think.
See, Mike,
just like how the Corona's stock has dropped because people think somehow it's connected to the beer. People are dumb as fuck.
They need to get
and they
the
believe
corona.
Anything.
And scared. They're scared. That's what I'm scared of. Like, I'm not fearing the coronavirus.
Yeah.
I'm fearing the fear
the reaction,
of the coronavirus.
Yeah, the stupidity.
Because that's what's going to make motherfuckers do dumb shit.
Right. Why are you looking at me?
No, you're right. You're right, Sharon.
Yeah, it's going to ban this and no, you can't
yeah,
do
but
that.
You know
it's
what?
Like,
no,
suicide because of
that.
Finances now I'm, because everything's shut down.
But you know what? Everyone's saying, you know, the panic is so bad. Panic is worse than the disease. But people freaking out and staying home is what's going to stop the spread. Mm-hmm. And then when it stops, okay. people are going to go, see, I told you the panic was for
but
nothing. But it's the fear that makes people act correct.
I mean, it too, yes.
Fear is a misunderstood friend.
Yeah.
It's not stopping anything.
But I do think that there's a way to, like, chill at home and, like, not be freaking out. You know what I mean? Like, you accept the reality and you're like, okay, I need to stay inside for 2 weeks.
What?
Like,
that's a pretty extreme measure. You only stay inside for 2 weeks if you're actually afraid of getting it. The fear is useful.
But by day, no, but by day two, I was like, I'm scared I'm going to go nuts. But, like, I've never been like, oh my God, like, everybody's going to die. You know what I mean? Like, I think
first
that
all,
doesn't
go
do
nuts,
anything.
Kate, you can't go somewhere you already is.
Yeah.
That's what Manana said.
But even if you're staying home to prevent the spread of the disease, you could still spread the hysteria from home. Right. And that's what the problem is. That people are getting on Facebook and they're like
they're locking
oh, my friend
down
who's
New
a
York
doctor
every
said
day.
This.
Oh,
blah,
and now
blah,
everybody
blah, blah,
has
blah.
A friend who's
everybody's
a doctor.
Everybody's got a PhD now.
No one ever knew a doctor in the whole goddamn lives. And now everybody's mom's best friend's uncle's a doctor.
Hold your breath for 10 seconds, said my doctor.
I went straight to watching a marathon of House, and he said,
he said, it's your fault, it's in your home, and you're a liar.
I watched him at WebMD. No, but the truth is, I don't think it's going anywhere. I think it's going to pop up again in China. I think it's, first of all, it stays on metal surfaces for 40 days. That's first of all.
They're wait, 40 days?
For
four
I heard metal 5 days. Surfaces on metal.
No, for four,
I
have
five,
it's for
because
five,
of the oils
days.
In your fingers. And so anyway, so nobody knows exactly, but I think that the virus is going to be around and mutate into different viruses.
Yeah.
And people die. You
got to branch out.
Can
you
become a ninja and
well,
live in the sewer?
No, it could weaken. No, it could also, no, the plus side, it could weaken. The H1N1 also... Yeah. You know, we built antibodies. That was great.
Yeah.
Now we could build antibodies for this. And also, if your immune system is strong, you will fight it. You'll get it a little bit, but you won't have it full blown. And mm-hmm. some people will get it full blown and still live through it. 102-year-old woman in China, in Wuhan.
She survived. She got over it, yeah. She survived.
So that's amazing.
But she was also a karate expert. People don't say
she was also my sensei.
Nobody
can I tell you guys my conspiracy theory?
Yes,
I think this is a move to get rid of the middle class.
Ah, ooh. Finally.
So finally some heat.
Well, this is what I'm thinking, because look, the ultra rich aren't going to be affected by this, the shutdown and everything like that, because they got tons of money. The poor aren't going to be affected because they don't have any money to lose in the first place. The people who are going to be the most affected are the people who have
right
a mortgage and, you know, a car note and kids and all that other stuff.
The fucking now, hard blood of the every economy.
Now, you saw the $1.5 trillion injection that the Federal Reserve is putting into the economy, right?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Well, that stipulates that it can only be used for assets.
Right.
And so people are going to be losing their homes, and then corporations and the government are going to come in and buy it all up so that people aren't going to own any property.
Jesus.
So that's my theory, because that's the way they're just behaving right now. They're screwed. Like, there's
but
no
that's
reason
how
to
people
shut
behave
down.
All the time. When any that's when you make your fucking fortune, when it's fucking chaos.
Yeah.
That's when rich get rich.
That's why Jared Kushner's on the task force.
Yeah.
Well, that's blood on the streets. Boy. Yeah, when blood's on the streets, that's when people
buy real estate.
Yeah,
real estate is
And that's what they're doing.
Got quiet all
this. No, I like it.
No, my Jew, my mouth closed because my Jew ears were wide open.
But it's true, and that's the point.
Jew ears.
It's true.
Now, what's going on with these seeds? I hear that they are the number one problem with the coronavirus in Brooklyn.
So,
Karen.
I know. My boyfriend texted me this morning. So, just for reference, I, like, live among Hasids, and he texted me this article.
They incubate the diseases.
Gothamists, well, here's what happens, is that they don't watch the news. They don't, they're not educated. They don't have a secular education. They don't know how viruses and stuff work. They don't know where China is on a map. And then their leadership is not taking it seriously enough to tell people, look, stay home, postpone your weddings. Oh God, I can't breathe.
There's 1,000 people at their weddings.
A thousand people there, and
they're
still doing it. And
they're
still
doing
it.
The synagogue.
Well, you know, there's 157. Their schools are still open. There's 157 confirmed cases in Brooklyn, and 100 of them are in Williamsburg and Borough Park.
Yeah, 150 confirmed cases in Brooklyn, and 100 of them.
Are Hasidic Jews, and I live with them. My neighbors who share a buzzer.
They're Target.
You know how much willpower it takes not to spray this disinfecting spray on every Jew I see? As an act of love.
Spraying Lysol and Febreze on people.
You know what? They also were the reason for the measles outbreak that we had in Brooklyn, too.
Yeah, right. Because they don't vaccinate.
Yeah, the measles was a huge thing.
And
then I went to Coney Island last summer. Forget all this stuff. And it was just, but they were lovely people. Everybody's lovely people. But holy shit, they all got 8 kids each.
Yeah.
They grabbing on everything.
Yeah.
They have 11.
Okay, 11. Sorry, the one.
The barren ones have 8.
8's a warm up. Maybe she had. The newlyweds have 8.
Maybe she had 3 in her wig. I couldn't see.
No, it's madness. And yeah, I live right there. I sprayed Williamsburg. I sprayed their doorknobs. I'm just like, no, you didn't, guys. Karen. Yes, I did.
That's a hate crime.
I sprayed their buzzer. No, it's for love. It's out of love. They have kids. Like, my next door neighbors have kids.
It's
always
like
running
putting
around.
A quarter in the meter for them.
Yeah, that's that's exactly it. Like, listen, that's if they go, shit. I go, and I won't have that.
That is funny.
God damn it.
So they have 100 cases out of 150. Who's the other 50 people in Brooklyn? Gentrifiers? It's all gentrifiers.
Is it Brooklyn?
What
or
I'm saying is
Michelle?
White people.
No, it
should be Chinatown.
Chinatown ain't got no Brooklyn. Brooklyn ain't got no Chinatown.
Oh.
What is that? No, they do.
I'm new here. Just
Brooklyn does not have a Chinatown.
They have a Chinatown, but China streets and avenues.
We have a
there's a lot of streets on Avenue.
Sunset Park. Yeah. Sunset Park, you over there, if you go past the Puerto Ricans, you get to all the Asians. Wow. So Sunset, but here's the bad news about, because everybody who's Asian don't have it.
No.
And people react like fucking animals.
They said that
Chinatown is losing so much money.
Yeah.
Yeah, they beat up that one kid. I swear the story in London. That was in London.
I saw you as post.
They beat him up. But that's people who just want to beat up somebody. Because if you think he really has corona, why would you touch him?
Everybody
wants
to
touch him in the first place.
Yeah.
You just want to be like this, oh, corona is why.
Yeah.
White man is the
Karen,
devil.
You talk
the white man is the devil.
Karen, you talk
but
too much.
He is hilarious.
I mean, we're also the best. And Jew is not white. I just want to point that out.
Oh, you don't got to tell me. I know that.
Jew is not white.
Only on the
I'm
coast.
I'm Middle Eastern Jew, so I'm a little
so
bit.
So am I,
there you go. You're like a Shaw sunset.
Yo, well, you know, Tunisia, it's in Africa.
I'm
so.
Peruvian.
It's also a black girl's name.
So. I'm white.
Yeah, she got that German in her. Ah, German!
Fight to the death. Fight to the death.
That's right. The Germany in it. Is it in Germany? Yeah, I guess it is. The corona's spreading through Germany as well.
Yeah. Nobody's safe. I'm Italian and German, so we're getting
all the
now.
Niggas we fought in World War II. Thanks for reminding
that's
us.
That's why you're
so.
She's stunning.
A little dash of Japan.
Well, that's like the Spanish flu thing you were talking about earlier.
Yeah.
Because the whole reason it's called the Spanish flu is just because Spain was the only country that was reporting it at the time because of World War One, and they were the only ones that were neutral.
That's how happy
neutral.
Matt is with the knowledge. Yeah. Matt, he loves when knowledge
loves
is dropped on
him. He loves the data.
Nice.
She didn't talk the whole data. Time, but when she came out, she had all facts.
That's Yeah, because they were the only one reporting, huh?
Yeah. So then it's called the Spanish flu. But it wiped out, 1.8 million?
Well, they said between 1910 and 1920.
5
million?
Like 50 million people.
50 million?
From the Spanish flu. Yeah, it was tens of millions.
Between 1910 and 1920, 22 million people died from influenza.
Yeah, and that was right after World War One.
22
I don't understand how
million!
How are there so many people in the world
that right
now?
It's like a 100-year anniversary of all that shit.
Yeah. Honestly, I think it's just the Earth
goes around
being
this
like...
And then the Roaring
Twenties. Yeah, the Earth is like, you guys are getting too fucking feisty, and like, I'm going to take out... It's like M. Night Shyamalan said.
It's like corona is the Earth's immune system.
Yeah.
Yeah.
We're the virus.
Yeah.
We're the virus.
Well, the crazy thing is, fun fact, mosquito's job is, the mosquito's job is to protect trees. Like, they're the protectors of trees. So, like, they swarm and then you can't go into the forest. And then you, like, don't cut down the trees. And, of course, we developed... and pesticides and like all that shit to like wipe them out and then cut down all the trees and like look at the Amazon and everything, like we're fucking that up. So the Earth was like, oh, you got rid of our mosquitoes, which were like the spiders of disease. I'll do one better. Corona from the pangolin.
Wow.
Cute animal.
Pangolins are adorable. Yeah,
it's also it's not really confirmed, the pangolin.
Remember
but
when
they
people
are
cared about the animals in Australia?
So we should spread it anyway.
Well, what's a weird thing when it comes to like diseases is that like diseases can cause other complications that could cause problems.
Right,
and everybody just blames the disease.
Right,
you know what I mean? Like with AIDS, most people who get AIDS die of pneumonia.
Right.
You know, so
it's the complications from the actual.
It's really hard to kind of pinpoint where the problem
is. Well, people say, how did he die? I'm like, he stopped breathing. It doesn't really matter.
Everybody die from the same thing. Your heart stops, so you stop breathing.
Stop breathing has a 100% mortality
That's
rate.
Exactly.
Yeah.
So there you have that.
I mean, when is all this going to be over, for Christ's sakes? I have appointments to make.
Oh my
God. Karen, what
I'm
do you have?
I'm not coming at a good time for
Listen, I'm just trying to get everybody who needs to be quarantined so we can bang them later safely.
I mean, what is Vegas going through, for Christ's sakes? Vegas must look like a fucking ghost town.
So... About, let's see, Saturday, they closed down all of the showrooms. So all of the shows closed down. That's when the last show at the Cellar was down there. And then today, they've closed all non-essential jobs. So the only
thing... Now, are you sure they closed it because of coronavirus at the Cellar or in Vegas or because of Mark Cohen? I went a long way for a Mark Cohen joke. Look at me,
and
Mom!
What you got there, Sherrod?
My doctor's like, I don't like my neighbor.
I love him. All right, so they shut it out all the showrooms Saturday night.
That was Saturday was when that came out. And then today, the only things that are open are supermarkets, banks, hardware stores, and drive-through fast food.
Now, they're all unioned up out there. So is all the staff still getting paid?
No, only full-time employees are getting paid, and not every hotel is paying them.
Wow. Yeah.
And so everybody else was laid off. They weren't just, like, suspended. They were laid off. So they're no longer employees. So they have to reapply for their jobs.
Are you for real?
Landlords are going to have the hardest time. No one's going to pay their rent.
Yo, wait a minute. Hold up. Stop. Wait a minute. They fired all the part-timers?
Everybody who's part-time was laid off from every single casino in Vegas. So you're talking like thousands of people out of work.
At least. At the same day.
And not everybody is going to qualify for unemployment. There's a lot of independent contractors out there. And so they're going to be really screwed. Like me, I was an independent contractor at the Cellar. So I'm not getting any compensation for anything. So I'm just... Live it off hope.
What do you do in the Cellar?
I do sound and lighting over there.
Yeah. At the Comedy Cellar in Vegas. Great room, too. I love that room.
Beautiful room. And the best format in Vegas. I love the showcase format compared to, like, the feature headliner, you know? Because even if you don't like it, who's up, you don't have to listen to him for 40 minutes. You wait 20 minutes, and there's going to be another headliner coming out. That's awesome.
You don't have to buy into anybody.
No.
They always beg me to stay on. I go, no, guys. There's another show. We can't.
9 o'clock show is cool, though.
9 o'clock?
That one usually runs a little bit late when people are having fun.
Oh, yeah, when it's a little later, yeah. I forget that 9 o'clock is the late show there.
When I found out they have shows at like late. 1 o'clock in the morning out here, I was like, why am I not living in New York?
You know? Yeah, we have many more. You would think Vegas had
9 o'clock is late. Wait, is Vegas one of those places that seems all crazy and permissive, but actually has mad rules so it can stay like legal?
A lot of it.
Well, it's mostly... There,
you would think that it's a later show there, though. You would just think that.
Yeah, well, the biggest amount of their alcohol sales are their number one, you know, revenue. And they want you out in the clubs paying $20
for a drink.
They don't
want you in the thing. They bring you, all the shows in Vegas is just to bring people to the casino.
Right.
And then once you got them, bang, 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 get them out and push them right back in the casino floor. They don't want you to leave the building. They push it in the casino. Yeah.
I didn't know that.
That's what it's all about. Even when I used to do Beecher's Madhouse and the Hard Rock, I knew it was our job to get niggas in the casino.
Right.
And we have our quick little yabba-doo. Yeah.
You warm up.
And then he's like, hey, gambling out there. And then they push him out.
You're basically
push
the warm up. You're basically warming
that
up.
That is so Black Mirror.
It's all about the casino revenue. All about. That's what you're there for. You're not there. Nobody cares about you.
Everything's a conspiracy to me. Did you see the latest Larry David when he was being seated in the ugly section of the restaurant? I'm coming on to you. By the way, it's so true.
It's a real thing. It's a real thing.
I was friends with the restaurant owner.
I hostess. Yeah. At the coffee shop for about 2 weeks. Yeah, when I was 19.
I love and the that's, coffee shop, by the way.
I mean, I only got the job because I was like modeling. And then
they did.
They're like prettier celebrity, like you see them
Sandra
in the window.
Did
if they're like tourists, whatever, like you see them over there. Right. Like.
So speaking of Black Mirror, do you remember the episode where you had to get likes to be invited to stuff? Where it actually meant like. Played into your social status. They're actually doing that in China.
No.
Where you can't go into certain neighborhoods if you don't have a certain social rating on the social media.
Oh, right. They have
thing.
This
Wait,
like
what?
Giant. No, it's isn't
I
it? It's,
it.
But
what?
It's separate from social media. It's like they have this social rating that's built
that's
into
right.
their government system.
Right.
And
don't
they
have
like
facial
this,
recognition built
like,
into this?
Yes. And it's like your, it's like everything. It's like your debt, your health, your family, your record, your like
it's
health.
It's like the Tom Cruise movie.
Your political thing?
What's the name of the movie?
Eyes Wide Shut?
The future murder one. When it can read.
Sky. The Mission Report or something. The Minority Report.
Yes.
God, you know what Nailed sucks? It. Fucking rubber gloves. My hands are sweating. This is the worst.
Take it off.
You look like a fucking CSI.
Listen, if everyone in this room, which I'm not wishing on you and Chas V'Shalom, God forbid, but if everyone gets coronavirus except me, I will be so validated for years.
Right after this show, I'm going to lick your eyeball.
You know what? My immediate thought was that my eyeballs are not protected.
I'm going to lick your open eyeball.
She's saying goggles.
I have a compromised immune system, and the fact that I'm even here makes me a kind of hero. I don't want to compare this to 9/11, but it is like you're my like personal Holocaust. Yeah, yes.
You're like Pete Davidson's father. That's you. You son of a bitch.
Whoever I marry is going to know they married an American hero.
China knows what they're doing. They shut down a lot of stuff. I'm hearing the cases drop. They closed the hospital because there's less than 100 cases for the first time. They had one day with 900 cases in one day.
Yeah, but wait, they aggressively tested. They had the testing kits. They were prepared for the pandemic.
Why do they have it? Is it made in China? That's all we got?
Because they prepared for it.
But wait a second. So they said, you said they closed the hospital?
They closed
the last coronavirus hospital. So they had built a bunch of them.
For all the new people who just tested positive.
But isn't the whole reason we're being quarantined is because we don't have enough hospital resources available?
No, so the reason we're quarantining is because A, we didn't have enough tests until maybe today or tomorrow. I'm not sure if we do.
No, we still don't.
I got seven.
So we could only test. I think it started at like 60 people a day, and I think we got it up to you could test 1,000 people a day in all of New York City.
And Westchester County did the drive-through testing, and they did them doing 500 people a day.
That's great.
Yeah.
But they're the epicenter for the outbreaks here. Yes. Some Jewish fella with his nosy fucking rent money hands came around.
If I know who he is, I would have sprayed the shit out of him.
Jewish rent money hands.
Professor at YU, I think, right?
Was he?
I think he was. And his kid's school got shut down. Yay. His silly wife, she got shut down.
His silly wife.
Three people at Harvard were arrested because they're Chinese nationals working for the Chinese government trying to steal our technology and send it over there.
What do you mean?
Oh, yeah.
The head of the, what department was it? I think it was chemistry department of Harvard was arrested along with two students because they found out that they Chinese nationals that were stealing the information
they
from.
They worked for the government.
Yeah. Mm. For
not
the Chinese
surprised.
Government.
By the way, what, do you want to know?
What were they stealing?
Yeah.
They didn't say. You know how some of these are really vague and they're just like, when they say, what?
I have a new project for quarantine.
Do you realize nobody could have a funeral
forks because
now?
They're over the chopsticks?
You realize that you can't gather.
The technology's free, bro.
Forget weddings. You could always elope, but funerals. You can't have a funeral of more than 10 people now. It's ridiculous.
We just had my aunt die 2 days ago.
I'm sorry.
And we had to have the funeral online. She only died for this joke. So we have to have the funeral online. It was sad. I had to click tears. You don't want to click the tear button.
A Zoom funeral.
Yeah, but no. But that's where we're at now. That's where we're at. And I think you know what compromises. You know what compromises the immune system? Stress and not sleeping. That's why people have no finances.
Oh, but I've been sleeping so well. I'm on island time now. Like there's nothing
you fall
to do.
Early now because you have nothing to do.
I feel like I'm on Kauai. I'm just like 11 o'clock. I'm asleep, and then 8 a.m.
Wait, she came from Hawaii?
No,
I'm just saying it's called
vacation there before, so she slept like that.
Like this one time I went there and I learned they call it island time.
It's a lovely sleep. Sounds with fun. The breeze.
And then you get a pina colada when you wake up. So nice.
You've been on there before midnight now.
Yeah. I know. And I'm getting like a full like 9 hours.
The government needs to be in charge of you all the time is what you're saying.
Yeah. I like the structure that quarantine has provided me.
Yeah, it's good structure for these kids. They run around.
I lived in Hawaii for 6 years. That's why. I just moved back.
That's right. How was Hawaii?
Oh, so you know.
6 years, right?
6 years.
That's a long time to live in Hawaii.
It
what
is.
Are you, Magnum P.I., nigga?
And I just went there. And
where are the children?
On vacation, huh?
The children.
What children?
Like the lady
from
Idaho.
Oh, mine.
Like
I thought I'd bring
Iowa
them with me.
Who left
I
her children and was in Hawaii.
Idaho.
You know the story.
No, I don't.
You don't know that story?
No, I don't. I never heard that story in my life.
It's going on right now.
What?
Dateline did a report on it.
I did a whole joke over it. As I thought I'd bring them with me.
The people who was in a cult, who two kids are missing, a little boy and a teenage daughter, and then they was in Hawaii and they was like, where's the kids? And then they went back to Iowa? Is it Iowa?
Idaho.
It's so funny because when people used to ask me, where are your kids?
And now she's being held on $500 million.
I was joking.
Whenever you say Hawaii,
shit,
that's
now
the
I'm
story.
Not gonna joke like that anymore.
Karen, and by the way, you quiet. You don't know the story either, do you, Karen?
Absolutely not.
The lady from, and they still don't know where the kids are today.
Yeah, because she still don't tell them.
And
but she's like, they're alive, they're alive. I just want to tell you.
Okay.
They belong to a cult.
Oh, my God. What
so,
kind of cult?
And they on vacation to Hawaii.
And they've already killed three other people.
They assume they killed. They didn't kill them.
Wait, three other people and their family died. Rewind that.
You know okay, Kate, story? Bring it down I'm like a state line. Like, you're Keith Morrison. You got to Keith it right now.
Hey, keep it for me. How do you know they killed three other people?
And now they're dead.
They stopped breathing.
Okay. Yeah. So.
You know what? You can coin that. Yeah, I coined it, but now you can take it with you if you want.
Go ahead, Kate. Break it down, the whole story.
So there was this cult in Idaho, and it was like a doomsday cult. You know, like they're all preparing
as
for like the end of time.
Yeah. It's only one kind of cult.
So it was like this wife and her husband, and then there was like a different guy, and they had two kids. And then there was like a different guy that came in that was also in the cult, but he was like a big like speaker, like a different speaker guy. And so then she ended up like having an affair with him, kind of, and like he convinced her and everybody else that like they all needed to die anyway. And so then her brother got involved, and then her brother ended up killing her husband.
Her first husband.
We know this
now.
For a fact.
Yes.
And he admitted, and the brother was like, yeah, I did it.
Okay.
Because it was self-defense or whatever, but he was like kind of brainwashed. Yes. And then mysteriously, the preacher guy's wife dies. Like the big, like the, not preacher,
so
whatever you call them, the cult leader's guys.
Cult leader dies and the cult leader's wife dies. That's what you're telling me?
No.
It's called the
husband
the
of the lady.
The husband of the lady dies.
Right.
And the cult leader's wife dies.
And so now they can
be
together. And then her brother. But then her brother mysteriously dies.
The brother dies.
The brother that killed the husband.
Maybe because he had to,
just Jeffrey Epstein'd him. They're you've got to go. You know too much.
Yeah. And then the kids vanished, and they moved to Kauai.
The couple moved to Kauai.
Yes.
There's
no
kids
but without
to be
the
found.
Kids.
And grandparents like this. Just tell us
just
where the kids are.
Yeah.
We just want to know where the kids are.
And so the whole time, Keith Morrison was like, one question remained.
They probably killed them.
Where are the children?
They probably killed them.
But we don't know.
Nothing good
ever happens.
And
she's in jail
now,
but she's not in jail for... What's she in jail for?
She's in jail for failing to appear at the courthouse in Idaho with the children.
That's it?
Because it's like, you've got to come to the courthouse.
I get it, but that's the only thing that she's in jail for.
Yeah, because they don't know. But I'd say this, first of all. It ain't the government's
right
to know where your kids are at all times. Fuck the government. They
do you remember that on
kids.
TV? Do you know where your children? It's 10 o'clock.
But it's not the government. It's like you could know.
You did?
But it ain't the government's job to know. And if they don't want the government to know where their kids are, I go like this. Fuck them. They don't have to.
Yeah, but the grandparents are filing for custody of the kids. And so that's how they did
it. But then Child Services gets involved.
Because this is like the Koresh. Remember the whole David Koresh? And they did their own shit. And they ain't with no government involvement. They said fuck off. And they burned them to death.
See, I'm all for less government because I'm all about the autonomy of the individual. But
you gotta get Bitcoin, guys.
But you have to have some social standard where you can protect those that can't protect themselves.
I give you that. That's
you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So like, these kids don't know whatever. So I totally believe this.
The kids were super into dying too.
Whoa.
Yeah. Oh well, then you know, set her free. Then set her free. The government's oppressing this woman.
Yeah. Yeah.
I mean, I don't think it's. I don't. I just don't think the government needs to know everything. It's like fuck off.
No. I don't like the
assholes.
Big brother shit. I want the government out of my life as much as possible. Fix my roads and that's it.
But are the kids dead? What do you think?
I think so.
Yeah, 100%. Nothing good ever happens after where are the children? That never turns out.
And why
at least
the
17th
Disney World.
That's absolutely terrible. If you have to ask where the kids are repeatedly, then they're not doing well.
Yeah. No, they're not. They're not alive.
No, of course not. And
but
also,
the mother is, she don't look like she got dead kids. She walking around. Like the kids are fine.
No, that's what a murderer looks like.
Yeah. That's a psychopath.
Yeah.
You think so?
She was in a cult.
She was willing to have her husband murdered.
Do you know what Scientologists
so that she could hook
do?
Up with her
they literally disconnect from like anything that's logical. They don't know what they're doing.
There's a lot of
Earthers
in Hawaii, too.
Too.
And, I mean, Hawaii.
Like that guy that
right near my house.
Right near your house. There's
right
a lot of culty shit going on down there.
Yes.
Why is it a lay lured to Hawaii?
I think it's very, the pull, the magnetic pull of like the...
It's because the missionaries, are
also,
the first one who bamboozled the locals out of their fucking land in the first place and came around and killed everybody. Is that why?
Why are you looking at me?
That's one reason.
Well, there's
one reason. And then Jews don't ever do mission stuff.
We
don't. We don't recruit.
We go out of our way.
We actually make you go through hell to become Jewish. We're like, we don't need any more. Relax. What they say
there's a lot of infighting with the Jews, too, though.
Yeah, big.
But I do love Ashkenazi Passover.
And all the Karatis.
Ashkenazi. I'm
Ashkenazis. And you what?
I'm Sephardic.
Sephardic,
yeah.
And she's
Ashkenazi.
I'm half.
My husband's Ashkenazi.
I'm exactly half. So I'm half my dad's Romanian descent. My mother's family's Iraqi.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, but I just pass for white.
My husband's Ashkenazi. It's like a mixed marriage. I understand an Arab more than I understand my husband's family because he's very, very European Jew, and I don't get the Yiddish thing.
Oh, you don't get that?
I know more Arabic and Syrian food and all that.
Yes.
My grandmother was from Lebanon. She was like, they were kicked out of Lebanon. But
of course.
You know, she's from Lebanon. My other grandmother was from Syria. Aleppo. So
is an Israeli Jew the same as that?
That's kind of there in the same vicinity of Middle Eastern. God,
those
yeah.
guys are difficult.
Those are very difficult.
Wait,
Israelis?
Yeah.
Is very Israeli tough. They're very God, tough.
They're so controlling.
They're so tough. Well, not all of them, but they're
all
very
of them.
Tough.
The girls and
they
guys.
They have to be. Yeah, well, they're they all have to be.
They don't have to be. They have to be the 2 years in the fucking service. When you out, rich, you out.
Assassins.
Yeah.
You're like my fucking uncle with shell shot.
No, but it's hardwired.
It's not Vietnam, nigga. We have Thanksgiving.
It's no, but that's how they live. They literally are hardwired from as a kid.
So what would be a good first date out there?
Sexy, though. They sexy motherfuckers.
You right. like that Uzi on their back on the way to the movies? Like
when
that?
It comes to
with
the
their sex. High heels and their dress and their Uzi?
It's the right. beach kiss skin. They all got beach kissed.
Yep.
They're mocha.
I mean, the Israelis are the hottest Jews. Karen, back me up.
It's the least that God could do.
It's hilarious.
It's the least that God could
he
do.
He owes us so much more. He's yeah. like, let me start you out with being hot. So we know what matters.
Yes.
And I will. The rest will come. He's like, and here's this little
time.
Here's some land. Hilarious. People are gonna give you a hard time, but you
pack.
Guys are fucking fire. Yeah.
Yeah. Every That's Israeli hilarious. Girl I ever dated was hard, but worth it.
Hard but soft. Is that right? Well, they're soft
and
on the inside, but really annoying
all.
On the outside.
That's a firecracker.
There's a gap
just,
in that in the middle.
You just described a firecracker.
Out.
Yeah. Expiration date.
You just described a firecracker.
Well, they're just like they're raised pains in the ass, and then they have to go to military service where they become even greater pains in the ass.
It's like the girls are more like, you know how people always stereotype like German girls is like, I'm German.
Yeah,
that's how Israeli girls are.
Yeah,
they're the Germans of the Jews. They're the Germans of the Jews.
They are. They're the Germans of the Jews. Yeah.
How ironic is that?
They're the front line. Yeah. The front line of it.
Yeah,
it's so true.
Most militant.
Yeah. And have you been back over there? In that,
my mother lives there.
Your mother lives where?
In Israel. Tel
where
Aviv.
In Israel?
Tel Aviv.
In Tel Aviv or mm-hmm. outside of Tel Aviv?
No, in Tel Aviv.
Right in Tel Aviv? Where? Yeah. What street?
The U building? You know it?
I know the U
now
building.
Everybody else knows
it's
it.
It's right there by the Circle Square, the yes. circle fucking thing.
Yeah. Oh, right near the street.
I know
right?
what I'm talking about, people. You're
You're good. You're
I
good.
I know everything.
Yeah.
I've been there.
She's actually
it's
near the street. I don't give credit for anything.
What's the name of that? I don't know the name, but it's like a fucking
Ben
David
Town Street?
Square type of fucking...
Ben Yehuda Street?
It right reminds there? Me of Union Square.
You know who would know? Elon Gold.
Diesengolf?
Elon Gold might know.
His kids are there.
His kids are there?
Yeah, they're in college there. University.
Elon's an old nigga. Yeah. I know his kids are already in college.
Yeah, he's my age. I just turned 50.
Whoa.
Thursday.
You look good.
You're young.
Yeah, you look good.
Great. Look great for any age. Aw,
thank you.
Fucking one out there. Fucking
one out there, you jerk.
Back
all right, girl, what a jerk. Misogynist.
Yes.
Wow, you must hate women.
So you went back to Tel Aviv. You see your mother one last time.
No, I don't go there. She comes here mostly because she's a place here too. But my son's bar mitzvah was there, but now he's going to be 20, so yeah.
How was the bar mitzvah?
It was
good.
Was
it huge?
No, you have
to
it wasn't.
Outdo the fucking, y'all
know
y'all.
No, no,
the
Steins, it wasn't
the Steins?
Huge. No. Oh, yeah.
Keeping up with the Steinses.
The Steinses.
The Corona thing, are they limiting the amount?
They have lockdown. They're in lockdown.
Oh, wow.
But they didn't used to lock down.
They said they arrested a guy for leaving his apartment, leaving his family behind, and he left. I go, you think he did that by accident?
Yeah. Right. He wanted out.
Yeah. You don't think he wanted to go to jail?
Arguing with your wife one day, and you're like, fine, I'm going outside.
I'll go to jail.
He's like, hey, guys, I'm a Muslim. Yeah. What am I doing here?
Exactly.
Hassan!
Exactly.
Lock me up!
Oh my God. Hashtag too soon.
Hilarious.
So, yeah.
I'm in a one bedroom right now and I'm freaking cramped out. Like, my husband and I were separated for a while and now we got back together.
Oh,
and then this happened.
Cute.
And we have a teenage daughter at home, okay? Right. She literally is on top of us, you know? Like, she walked in on my husband and I having sex.
Oh, my God. Did she critique like a child would?
I said, why don't you knock? Don't you knock? So she goes, you're in the kitchen. Now I have to have that.
That's funny.
I said, now I have to have that long talk with her. I have to have that talk with her where I tell her she has to move out.
Yeah, she's never using that microwave again, by the way.
Well, now you know why? Because he has all his boxes around. We're waiting to get a two-bedroom in my building. But now that everything's delayed and pushed back, they have to do some repairs. Now we're waiting and waiting and waiting.
Right.
And I said, there are divorce lawyers waiting by the phone. They're like, come on, we know you're gonna call. We know. I mean, come on, you're all cramped up
and so many
I'm feeling very
gonna be
Aunt
a
Frankie.
New baby boom in like December, January.
Yeah, everybody was like, I'll never
oh,
have
yeah,
a
no
baby
question. It's gonna be corona baby boom.
Corona babies.
They're
gonna
call
be a bunch of coffin babies running around.
Yes.
Yeah. Because niggas
is laid
up. It's
going to be around some immune mutants running around. Just resistant to every strain.
Because people out there corona cuffed.
Yeah, they are corona
cuffed.
Hashtag
corona cuffed.
That's what you do.
You cuff down.
Find you a corona boo.
I know. I wonder if I'd still be with my first boyfriend if we had corona. Yeah,
if
we
had corona. Yeah, corona together.
You'd be together, BB. You'd hate each other. You'd murder each other. You'd both be dead.
There's going to be a lot of divorces after this, too.
I have always wanted to meet Keith Morrison.
What?
I said nothing imprisons a couple like a child.
That sounds so sweet when you say it like that.
Yeah, that's the
I don't have kids. Don't want them.
So. That's the handcuffs from God.
Mm-hmm. Well, you know that joke that Louis C.K. once said? He says, you know, I thought I was stuck. I was really stuck when I got engaged. And then when I got married, I was really stuck. But shit, I was really stuck when I had a kid. Like, yeah, that's when you really, you know, you're glued.
You're with them.
Forever you're with them. You're always going to be with them forever.
Because you care.
Yeah.
You care, and Karen will always put you in a bad predicament in life.
Serious.
If you can't leave it in 60 seconds, nigga, you're gonna worry.
I'm getting off the subway, and somebody's like, "Can you spare a swipe?" And I got the unlimited pass, so I was like, "Yeah, sure, no problem." So I just let him go through, and I went to my connecting to the connection, right? And then it's like recently used.
Oh,
so I had to walk here. From Lafayette and Brooklyn.
That's what you get.
Wait, you're taking the train?
Wait, you can't do two swipes?
Not
you have
that
to wait 15 minutes.
15 minutes.
Yeah. You have to wait 15 minutes. It prevents abuse.
What do you mean? My husband used to do it twice. It doesn't.
That, that means
anymore?
He paid for it.
That's a different one. That's the paid one.
That's the paid one.
I got the unlimited one. Yeah. So,
no, but I'll do it if I'm leaving the train.
So I'm going
to
swipe.
And somebody's like trying to go.
I was leaving to go to the other train.
Unlimited is like,
and I didn't know that was a rule.
Unlimited, but one person.
Well, you live and you learn. Also, during Corona, you shouldn't be doing the trains.
I just did the train. Everyone's wearing a mask. I love it.
Yeah.
They're all wearing a mask.
I mean, I feel incredibly
sick.
I feel chic. I feel amazing. I've never worn this scarf once. This is the first time.
By the way, people are
going to
like
hold
up. There's going to be so many more hold ups with this stuff on. Like, no one could ever do
it.
They could grab your bag and leave. Oh, it's the guy with the mask. Yeah. What are you going to do?
Yeah, but I mean, Halloween happens every year.
No, you'll say the black guy. Don't try to act all PC or
race wars. Because Asians are the only ones wearing it.
Time for some Breaking Bad suits.
I saw a couple of people wearing them on, but mostly Asians, no question.
Well, I mean, when are we going to admit that Muslims had the right idea this entire time?
For the women?
Yes. They just like look like they keep bees. Where is mine?
Yeah, they literally don't have to get the mask.
No, not. They're totally fine.
So what I don't understand is, you know how everybody's like, no, the mask like protects the person wearing, protects you from the person wearing the mask.
Right. That's what it is.
So like, if that's true, then like, why are the doctors wearing masks?
Because they don't want to infect
they don't want to give you corona, but it's not just about corona.
It's like, if you're dealing with vulnerable people, your saliva, everything has bacteria and pathogens.
Right.
So if you're dealing with someone who's like sick, or you're dealing with a vulnerable population, you can't be spreading whatever you have.
Totally. Yeah, yeah. No, I get that part of it, but it doesn't protect them from getting it.
No, that's why a lot of them got it. That's
right.
Why a lot of them got it.
The doctor that discovered it got it.
Yeah.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
He died.
Listen,
no,
you know,
that's
people
what he
could,
for me a nose.
So if you see somebody wearing a mask, you can assume that they have it.
Right. No. Well, you can't. You're supposed to assume that everyone has it. That's why I'm being all psycho with this mask and the gloves and everything.
That's why.
You're supposed
Look, you know what? You know
what? It doesn't protect you from it. But the mask isn't going to protect
people.
It's going to
protect. But that's not true. I think it's not as effective as people think, but it doesn't have zero effect otherwise, because that doesn't even make logical sense. That you put a thing on your face and it just doesn't protect you from anything from the outside.
But your hand's still going boom.
No, in fact, they have.
It's all the rest of your behavior that determines the efficacy of the mask.
Oh, I don't like anything.
Same stupid hands.
No, I hate it.
Playing a fool's game.
This feels awful, and it's like so uncomfortable. Even though I look amazing. But yeah, it's
I don't even know what you look like.
It brings out the color of your eyes.
You look like you've got ninja stars in your back pocket.
How did you know about myself?
I can't blame people in Wuhan for the bats and the rats and everything else. I'm like, that's their culture. They're very efficient. They don't have the government telling them. They don't have internet. They don't have anything that's saying that they could eat fruits and vegetables like that. They're eating things that their grandparents used to eat and their great-grandparents used. They used to catch whatever
ginger.
They had.
Okay, but it's time to get away from the bat eating era.
Yeah.
And move into the modern
world. Well, that's why they need to get
pangolins.
The memo. Yeah, now things are going to change a lot. That, thank God, we
pangolins
have that.
Pangolins are so cute. Bats, I get. Bats are just like, it's like a bird. I don't know.
I like bats. I like flying rats. And they can see in the dark. They're pretty cool. And then Batman. Come on, nigga.
What a pangolin.
I'm sold.
Well, I don't know. That's what's in there. Snake and this. You are going to get. Dog.
Listen, all this hand sanitizer.
You just touched me.
Are and you now moisturizing at the end of the night, though?
Of course, I'm moisturizing.
Your hands are going to crack. Your natural body can fight it. Your natural body has something.
That is so retarded. That no, millions true. Of people are going to get this, and thousands of people have already died. Their bodies did not naturally
but
fight that.
But then why the millions won't die then?
Yeah, so it's
because their body naturally fights it.
It's possible that millions of people will die.
It ain't possible.
Yeah, it is. Well, there's billions of people in the world, and if a fraction of those people die, that's millions of people.
No, I don't think even... listen, the regular flu...
That is so
the
German.
Regular flu is going to kill... The regular flu is going to kill 40 to 60,000 anyway. People this year.
Mm-hmm. I can't get a
coronavirus won't come nowhere near that.
It is supposed to exceed it by hundreds of thousands in a worst-case projection.
That's a worst case projection.
But that's the thing is people take these worst case projections and they act like that's reality, you know? Like, and I'm not saying you, but
it's
just,
a possible.
No, I'm
but that's what they, but that's it, but that's what starts the hysteria. Everybody's like, well, worst thing that could happen is this, and then everybody preps for that.
But it is actually but the truth is that right, it's not the likeliest thing that'll happen, but it is the worst thing that could happen. And if we have that in mind and we're careful,
then it's gonna fester and make us paranoid.
But it can also
and
make this and some, maybe of the, it'll some of the worst things in history happen with good intentions. And the big motherfuckers are going to be like this. We doing it for everybody's good, and they're going to fucking do something awful and Nazi-like.
Well, how awful can it be?
And I can smell it coming.
What can you do that's so awful from home?
Put Chinese people in camps.
From home?
Yeah, put Chinese people in camps. How about that? That happened before.
Yeah, I
don't know. How about put Chinese people in camps?
It seems unlikely.
How about putting them in camps and beat them?
You don't think people are going to get this, but so you're telling me that that's not hysterical, that's not paranoid to say we're going to put people in camps, but saying millions of people could get sick is
paranoid?
I'm just
saying that the fear can lead to fucking dumb shit.
America's the most violent
country
on the planet.
Let's be smart about it, is what I'm saying, Karen.
America's not the most violent country on the planet.
I touch your arm.
You're literally touching me. Are you out of your fucking mind? Have you lost your mind? You were a felon. I need the police. Where's the fucking NYPD so I can spray them and then report you?
Oh my God, we're
for fuck's sake, America's not the most violent country on earth. That's madness. There's plenty, have you been to the third world? I haven't, because it's more violent than here.
No, we get it in over here. No, we get it in. But listen, ain't your boyfriend still in?
No, he's back. He's in quarantine.
He's an outbreak. Is he in quarantine?
For me.
So where is he?
He's at home.
So
where
I
he
told
belongs.
You when he was, because he was in England last week. And she was like this, he'll be fine. He's here for business. I'm like, that nigga either going to get trapped there or he's going to come back with the monster.
Is his business face masks?
Well,
he came back with the monster. I
dropped some disinfectant at his house, some Purells, a handwritten note saying, welcome home. Here's how to disinfect.
How long was he there?
Instructions, like a week and a half. I don't feel.
You at least send him some pics over the phone or tits and stuff and
but
get him through.
Say that
your
okay
fucking business. How I take care of my man.
It's booty hole shots.
Such a
now.
Business.
Now that she said that, I know it's booty.
Let's just say that I take care of my man.
That British redcoat son of a bitch. Well, he deserves corona.
You need two things to keep a relationship healthy. One is disinfectant. Two is booty pictures shots. Of your butt. And I'll be goddamned if I don't take care of a man of mine.
I raise a good daughter.
Listen, you just got it here. One is lube. One is...
Don't get them mixed up.
Yeah. Don't get it twisted.
That was hilarious.
You're coughing.
I got the thing.
You're coughing.
I got whatever sexy now.
Oh, my fucking God.
Will you stop? I'm smoking, nigga. Can you pass me my papers?
So oh, my
papers?
God. He pointed in my direction. I literally can't deal.
Hate crime. Karen, you are going way too far with this whole corona thing.
I gotta tell you, the Jew is not white, and every crime is a hate crime.
Now, that's interesting that you said that. Are they gonna turn like stuff like that into like crimes and stuff like that if they catch you coughing
that's
or something
so
like
Black
that?
That's so Black Mirror. Oh my God. Well, you know, have you seen the things
that
people
Black
like
Mirror.
People
Me
get
either.
Pulled over and it's then they put a sign in the window to the cop saying I have coronavirus and then but cops like have figured out how
cops
to deal. Well, they're just like hold up your fucking driver's license. I can just see it. I saw the eyes.
I got corona, nigga. Get
I saw a meme.
Ooh, spooky in here.
I saw a meme where they pulled a guy over and it's like, no, it's not alcohol, it's disinfectant. Yeah.
It's a different kind.
Yeah.
I mean, I think people are just too scared right now. Whenever middle, this is where I know fear is out of control. When middle America is like this, we all at risk. That's why I go like this. It ain't real. It ain't real now.
I mean, there is something about it that feels like it's designed to sell Nissans or whatever. You know yes. what I mean? You're like, how much money have you made on advertising alone, CNN? Like
after 9/11, right. Toledo, people in Toledo like this, we could be next. And I'm like, oh, it's over.
Yeah, probably not.
And everybody's, glued to their TV right now.
But no one's talking about Russia at all. Nobody's talking about
Russia's going through it too.
No one's Are talking they? About
anything.
Yeah,
I googled some Russian
though.
Stuff, and really? First it was a story out that saying that some
so
Russian somebody who worked in the Russian government said it was man-made, and he's like, "That's not a real story." That he didn't really say that.
Oh.
That it was a man-made virus, and but yeah, there's a lot of people being affected in Russia. They're trying to keep down the numbers in the public, but if you go to Russian news, they're being like, "Yo, this shit is real."
See, what I think is weird is like, so I have a lot of family still in Peru, and my parents haven't said anything about. What's going on down there? So maybe I should check in.
Yeah, check in on Peru, nigga.
Check in on your old ass parents. Yeah, tell them to stay
home. Can you call your mama?
Talk to my parents at least once a week.
Aww. Text them.
I love
That's
my parents.
Your mother.
Yeah.
You call your mama, nigga. Text is new nigga shit. Yeah. That ain't parent shit.
My mom ain't new.
Listen, she's right. Send your mom a snap followed by a DM.
Yeah, she's
Ask
right
her if she's fine.
An invite to the conversation.
Would it kill you to write her a card? She would love that.
Send her an
Evite.
She would love that. She'll want a text.
Something handwritten? Yeah.
A text you like this. Somebody read this to me.
She'd frame
what
it.
Say?
Yeah.
Is this Uber?
In 46-point font.
She's like, he still remembers cursing.
Nobody.
I did a good job as a mom.
Are everybody's parents acting right? Not yours. You don't have parents.
I have parents. I have a father. He's fine. My mother died, thanks.
So you're an orphan. But everybody else, are your parents like being
My
resistant?
My mother was the first person to die from corona years ago.
My mother's husband is 95.
Is he staying put?
Yeah, he's in Israel.
Because some people are acting
wild. What do you think he was doing before that? Breakdancing down there?
My dad went...
My parents are acting fine. I had to teach my 80-year-old aunt how to order groceries online, and that was enough to make me wish she got it. I'm like, why didn't you just go to the store yourself?
My grandfather's 95, too.
But my friend's grandparents are 92 and 88.
Yeah.
One of them has... that COPD or whatever.
Yeah. Yeah.
And so, and they're like talking to her like, oh yeah, we just went to the store to get bread. And she was like, what the actual fuck? Like you cannot leave
super high
the house. And then she had to organize a conference call with like the two aunts and her cousin and everything to have like a real talk about like, you cannot leave your home.
No,
like,
not at all. Yeah.
Now, what exactly is COPD? Because the late night pharmaceutical commercials talk about it a lot, but I'm usually masturbating.
It's chronic.
Chronic. It's a
something
respiratory
pulmonary
thing.
Disease.
Yeah, right. So basically it's a degeneration of your lung tissue. And it's irreversible.
No, you said degeneration or like the generation?
Why people used to go on the iron lung?
In your area.
Maybe. Is that what the iron lung was for? Degeneration?
I thought that was for Philip Morris.
That was from polio.
Yeah, from polio. But it's degeneration of the lungs, yeah.
Wow. Well, I don't even know what happened to my lungs because they're not exactly the same as they used to be.
Wait, what?
And I was a runner. And a swimmer.
We're not talking about tits, right? We're talking about lungs.
No, right. No, Mike, no. From that whatever cough I had for 2.5 months, I have no idea.
Man.
I have no idea like if there's still something like a residual or a scar tissue.
Right.
And but they said my lungs were clean when they took an X-ray, but they did not know what I had.
Now, when you say scar tissue, you mean like actual scar tissue or the Red Hot Chili Pepper song?
Yeah, scar tissue.
That's what my
wife
fans
Well, it seems like corona lasts for 14 days or you die.
Oh.
Like it's like generally
that's
the same. Because
that's efficient. I like that about the corona. It's pretty
that's
efficient.
That's like it. It's like one of the, I don't think if it lasts for 2.5 months, that goes way beyond the time frame
of
it.
Well, they said that most, 81% of cases are mild, but mild's not great.
Right, but you
like
have
mild still sucks, but then of the cases that are severe, half of them die.
Sure, but here's what I'm saying is that, so like in China where they had tests because they actually took precautions to prepare for a pandemic,
right.
Unlike our government.
Right.
And so they were prepared and they had the testing ready and everything ready to go. Yeah. They were able to rapid test everybody. You know what I mean? So like they were going through before they even had the test. It was fever. You know what I mean? And like just weeding out people and quarantine. Right. That's why it was so drastic. That's why they had all these hospitals. But so then that's what I'm saying. And so after 14 days, people were testing negative. And once you tested negative twice, you could leave. And that's how they got down so quickly.
Right.
Yeah, but then they can get it
regardless
after
of
that.
If you had symptoms or not,
but
if you tested, whatever.
But then they can get it after that.
you could get it again.
Right.
You get reinfected.
Yeah. Also,
but then you go through the whole thing all over again, and who knows if you die the second time? You know what I mean?
Implementing a quarantine though.
Yeah, it was almost
like
it was
in China before it was a fucking outbreak, am I right?
Yeah,
you got no rights. Yeah. You go straight to work at fucking Apple, and you go straight home.
Who are the people that they have in camps?
They opened Apple back
there
up.
There we go.
Did they? Yeah, the 42 stores are open in China. They just reopened the Apple stores in China. 42 stores reopened.
That made me think of the people who were like throwing themselves off the Apple building in China.
Listen, we need our phones, okay? No, we're kidding.
Serious.
I don't have Apple. I have Galaxy.
Fuck all these white people's dollars. Let's get to the real point.
Listen.
Are the rub and tug still open?
Again, don't confuse the lube and the sanitizer.
And where is my pangolin soup? I'm hungry. I said I want
to take the mask
pangolin
off to eat.
Listen, I will lift the mask for pangolin soup alone.
Well, wait a
minute. Or I will live with the mask.
You can't eat with anybody around you because they can literally like.
You think I'm eating with people? Are you out of your fucking mind? Yeah, no, absolutely not.
Did you go to the grocery store and
I'm
stuff?
I'm not even have a drink.
Cameron, what have you been doing for food? Did you go to the grocery store?
Of course, I went to the grocery. I went to the grocery store before shit kind of got scarier. Before right. people really.
So you're in there cooking. Cooking Jew food?
I mean, cooking's a strong word for what I do, okay. But yes, I have some carrots.
You're eating raw carrots.
Ramen soup.
Sardines dipped in mayonnaise.
Pretty
sprinkle
good.
With Old Bay. You guys relax. Try it. You'll love it.
I do sardines with vinegar.
You know what, though? I am kind of like learning how to cook more in good. This time that I have available.
You don't
I'm going to start
like
making
you eat
it
at all. You don't look like
No, she's an eater, but she's not a cooker, though.
Yes, I'm starting to be a cooker. I'm going to make a shepherd's pie. Doesn't that sound exquisite?
It sounds great. No, I had great shepherd's pie, but you making it, I'm going to find my keys in it.
Yeah, have a couple test runs first.
Listen, here's...
Is that a Metro card in the shepherd's pie?
Can you put this behind
free?
The tire? Keep my car from rolling?
It's key-free, but it is pangolin pie.
Ah.
So that is the only catch.
Delish.
Yeah, I know.
Not since I was in Southern
my
Chile.
My specialty. And if I can't find pangolin, it's bat all the way. My bat pie. Yeah, why not, guys?
No, bat meat's good eating.
Listen,
no, that's good eating.
Have you tried to buy bats like deeply discounted?
No
one's buying bat right now.
It's
yesterday.
Good. It's so last month.
You just dig out the entrails and stuff. You fry it up real nice.
No, it's the best. All that webbing part, that's the best part.
Like chicken.
The fur gets really like crispy, which is
did
nice.
Did you have it?
You only know that it's bat when you pull the wing out. And
did you have it?
Yeah, I had it. It was delicious.
Really did.
Yes.
Is this a nut sack? Oh, it's a
and everything.
It's a
you are patient zero.
I eat everything. You fry it up right.
Just pulling a pangolin. Tail out of your mouth.
Yeah.
Would you eat a rat?
I'll eat a rat.
Would you eat a dog?
I'll eat a dog.
I have eaten dog.
Try anything once.
I wouldn't eat my dog.
That?
You ate dog before?
In Korea.
Yeah.
What was it like?
I mean,
Matt, you reacted, Matt. All right, go ahead.
Well, they're bred specifically for that.
For food.
For that.
Yeah,
so it's not like you know,
not
I saw
like
a dog in
pet.
An alley and
no.
I'm like, fuck it, you know.
Yeah.
But it was a restaurant and it was okay. I mean, it's more.
Psychologically, I would
if you ain't know what it was, you go like this. What's this, beef? What y'all cooking in here, Jen?
You know what I'm saying? Is dog kosher?
I'm sure
well,
I ate
was,
it before.
I was dating a Korean national
know.
When I was out there for like a year and a half.
Okay,
and her mom
hot.
Owned a restaurant.
Was
so.
It a mind fuck when you first had it?
Huh?
When you first had it, was it a mind fuck?
No.
Was that her mother's restaurant too?
What's that?
Was that her mother's restaurant?
It was her mother's restaurant.
You would do anything for that pussy, huh, nigga?
Bro,
I
love Korean
first.
Food. Let
you
just,
love that
let me
Korean
just
girl.
Everything with that.
Oh yeah, Korean food is
oh,
great.
Oh, she was beautiful too.
Yeah,
so I was
Korean
like, dude,
great.
Hot girl, hot food. I'm all about it, right?
Right.
But like, it wasn't really that much of a mind fuck because I like they prefaced it with like, oh, these dogs are bred for that. It's a delicacy, blah blah blah. So I was in that
like
mindset
right,
rather
right,
than
right.
thinking of my pet back home.
Like
and you were already wearing the top that she bought you there, your native
like,
top.
They're gonna breed the dog anyways. If I'm not eating it, somebody else is going to.
Right.
So like, it's not like I went out there and picked my dog. I'm like, I'll take the Labrador. You know,
right,
like,
right.
No,
they do that with lobsters. I never understood that.
I couldn't do that either.
I
like,
really.
I
used to torture my sister. My sister, who is now like an eco scientist.
Big shout out to Tess.
Shout out to Tess. She, we used to like have lobsters in like you know Cape Cod, Connecticut, whatever.
Right.
And she would like name them and like be friends with them and whatever.
Aww.
And then like she tried to set one free once in a landlocked area.
Is she vegan today?
Horrible,
yeah, and then I'd just be like, chili tastes so good.
Is she vegan now?
She's not vegan, but she did kill a chicken in Costa Rica to show her students like how to do it, because like everything is like sustainable and you live off the land.
What's the chicken all the money?
She also composts using like cow stomachs and stuff. Chicken did owe her money. Fucking stole that shit. But she posted it on Facebook, and my dad, and this happened like maybe 10 years ago, and my dad had like just gotten on, and he was like, Tessa's never going to get a job. Tessa's never going to, like, you can't have that on. Yeah, you can't. Employers look at this, and they're just going to think you're cruel and barbaric.
Just set your shit to private and relax.
Yeah.
Has anybody here killed anything that they ate?
Yes.
Absolutely not.
Many a time.
I haven't.
Really? Many a time.
I'm wearing a silk scarf against Corona. And your life,
you've never been hunting? You've never been fishing?
I've never been fishing.
Stop lying.
Okay, so my dad was a computer nerd. So like when we did family outings, it was always to like Disneyland or the museum or the amusement park.
It was never like
we didn't do outdoor stuff.
What did you kill
when I was
in
Boy Scouts?
Deer, pigs, a lot of pigs.
Really? You know how to skin them and everything?
Yeah, well, I didn't have to do everything, but I knew how to gut them.
Really?
Yeah.
And that was okay?
Fun. But we ate them.
You sound like a
fish. No, good. I know. I get it. You ate
them. You sound like
South.
A serial killer.
We loved it. No, I went hunting with Ducks Unlimited, too, and like they took that. It was great.
With who?
That's cool.
Ducks Unlimited is like an organization that guns.
It gives you unlimited ducks.
It's just rich people with guns.
That sounds
one
like
time
felonious.
I stepped on a hermit crab.
I hosted
their
show in, at the sports racquetball club on Park Avenue 2 years. Yeah, I got pictures of it on. When that picture of me with the shoddy, that's from Ducks Unlimited.
That sounds like too many ducks.
Yeah, but it's you shoot more than ducks, but they give out prizes where you can go take a helicopter in Texas and you fly and shoot pigs.
So wait, what did you? Oh.
Shoot like the
from the helicopter?
From the helicopter.
Remember when Sarah Palin got in trouble for that? Yeah. No. It was like her husband was like shooting wild boars or something.
Yeah,
like
boars. That's what they do. Boars. You will shoot the boars because they dig up the land and shit. So you try to protect the land too. And they produce,
why
produce,
they
produce.
Do hunting also?
You have to.
It's like
they
a cull.
Dig shit up. Yeah. You have to kill some of these fucking.
That's what Corona is.
The meat,
a cull.
The meat. And donate to fucking poor people.
No, perfect.
So everybody eats.
No, the white man is the devil.
Oh, the devil, but he got helicopters. Helicopters, big guns, you devil ass nigga. Sure, I'll come.
Ooh,
you the devil, nigga. You where's my seat?
Still devil, though.
Oh, don't forget you the devil. It's fun though, Karen. Listen, I gotta get you out. You gotta go.
I would shoot something.
How you
in
never
a heartbeat.
Fished before? Let's do some pluggy plugs. Kate, what you want to plug?
My Instagram is at Scotch the Cat.
There we go.
I can't think of anything else that hasn't been canceled.
Scotch,
yeah,
Scotch is a good cat, by the way.
That's a good name.
Mario.
Instagram is Mario Z Comedy. Twitter is I am Mario Z, but I never use that.
And you're back to Vegas tomorrow.
Tomorrow, back to Vegas.
Are you going out to the cellar tonight? Are they open at all? Or no?
If I go, it would be just to take a picture.
Okay.
Because they're closed. And but when we reopen, come down to the cellar in Vegas if you guys are in town. Tickets
are
available online. It's an awesome room because you get people from all over the world to come down to watch comedy.
Yeah.
So nice. And I like that it's an early show.
Is it coming?
Yeah, yeah. It's really cool.
It's so uncomfortable to do this.
Yeah, it's a good time. Go ahead, Vic.
Victoria the Comedian on Instagram.
Yeah, girl.
And on YouTube. But on Facebook, I'm Victoria Tusi Arnstein, where I bring all the shit that I'm supposed to bring. You know?
There you go.
I'm sorry, the smoke coming.
Do
like
you
the
have
paper
any
coming
idea
from the mask that Karen is wearing?
It goes straight through the
she's
mask and into my eyes.
Mask?
It actually looks, you actually look like a dragon, though. Like, I
but
joke about looking
like,
but you actually look
already
like a dragon.
Yeah.
Hold on, I'm doing it. You guys can't see this, but it's epic. Hold on.
There we go. You got that?
Got it?
Yeah.
A photo.
All my mics.
Oh, that should be a boomerang, but we'll do that later.
Okay, we'll do that
later.
Oh,
yeah. It should have been a boomerang.
Oh, that is epic.
Oh, yeah, it's good.
I run the open mics at the
slap
Broadway
a filter on that.
If you guys ever want to come hit me up,
tag me.
I'll let you pick whatever filter you
want.
I like the warm one.
She likes to be in charge.
I do like to be in charge. You guys already know me. You love me. You've come to me several times. It's at Karen Kardashian on Twitter. You shouldn't say at. Makes you seem so old.
What's your last name?
Margolis.
Oh.
K-E-R-E-N, in case you savages don't know. And it's Karen Margolis on Insta. That's my preferred. And please, if you're subscribed to Compound Media, check out my new pilot,
yes,
Nerdgasm. It's so sick. It was so fun. We had Ryan Long, comedian, Brendan Lemon, comedian, and my good friend, Dr. Kelly Bay, who is so knowledgeable and like
Ryan was supposed to be on
the
my last
straight
show
man on my show. She played that epically, and she talked all about Corona. We talked Corona, TikTok, Bernie, and polyamory. So check me out.
Whoa.
You're gonna love it. And then
tweet me,
tweet Compound, and tell us what you thought.
There we go.
Wow.
You guys have fun this week.
Had a good no.
What a good time.
No, I mean, I'm probably gonna die.
It's only half of the week.
I feel a little more corona right now, to be honest.
I feel like I'm full of corona. I'm gonna be gone.
I'm gonna pee
weeks.
It out of me though. I
wouldn't it be weird if she's the only one who got it because of the mask?
Yeah, she probably might be. Check out Small Ball, new sports show, my new sports podcast with Embassy Rowe. Small Ball is on iTunes and Spotify. Small Ball, baby. Is we just doing it? It's on Apple, whatever. Go to Apple. But yeah, Small Ball, hosted by Sherrod Small, Embassy Rowe. I got some good guests on that first show, Lady Marcus, and I got a Hannah Burner on there. It's excellent. And we're going to do some more episodes. I'm trying to, you know, just while everybody else is fucking corona scared, I'm going to be doing these shows from down here in my bunker at the stand. A safe bunker that's just, you know, safe down here.
It, I thought so.
This is the new spot right now.
But now I'm not sure.
So, that's a good episode, guys.
Guys, this was fun.
Thanks for having me.
Don't call black people eggplants, though. It's mad disrespectful.
Oh, you just learned that today?
Or Sicilians.
Are Sicilians just straight trash?
The show's over, Karen.
All right.
Race Wars, we out.
Thank you.